All right, we're visiting with Jessica Howe. Jessica, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You were dealt with cancer with your dad. How many years did he have cancer?
He had lung cancer for 4 years.
And you were kind of his caregiver?
Yes, I was his major caregiver.
And walk us through that story, maybe when you first heard about him developing cancer, and then just tell us that whole story.
Yeah, so May of 2014, he was diagnosed with lung cancer. It was stage 4. It was caused from smoking for many, many years. When we got the
diagnosis.
Diagnosis. It was really hard to hear. You don't ever want someone that you love so much to have to go through that. And not having somebody go through cancer before, I was very unsure of what the process was going to be, what we were going to have to go through, how to care for him, because I knew I was going to be his caregiver. I was the daughter that lived closest to him. And it took a lot emotionally, physically, and mentally over the 4 years that he fought cancer. You have to really learn about cancer, the process of fighting the cancer, what the future could look like for somebody that has cancer. But then also being the caregiver, learning how to take care of that person and being there for them and being there emotionally for them and lifting them up when they need lifted up, or learning how to care for them and care for yourself at the same time.
And how did you deal with that? Because, you know, yeah, you are taking care of your dad, but at the same time, you got to take care of yourself. How did you balance that?
It was really hard at first. I would say the first 2 years of his cancer, I was going to his appointments with him. I was working a full-time job. I was still finishing my bachelor's degree at school, and I was just exhausted. I would go home from work, do my schoolwork, and I would just call my dad and talk to him, and then I would go to sleep early. After a couple years, I had an individual reach out to me about Relay for Life and American Cancer Society, and I didn't really know much about them. So I did some research into American Cancer Society, and I learned that they have a lot of resources you can use that help you through those things. They had a really great resource guide that taught me how to care for myself and how to take time for myself while also caring for my father. So just making sure I stuck to the things that I enjoyed in life, spending time with my family, my husband, friends, going on vacations, and learning how to multitask with also caring for my father.
I think a lot of people would be surprised at just how much the American Cancer Society offers.
Yes. I honestly, like I said, the first 2 years, I didn't really know much about it. And I was surprised to learn that they had those resource guides. I also have called the 1-800 number before to talk about his cancer and his treatments and understanding it better. Not saying his doctors weren't great, because they were, but I know that they're very busy in their days treating other patients, so they didn't have the time to really sit there and discuss those with me.
What advice would you give other caregivers that's going through the same thing you went through?
Just to take it day by day. It's going to be hard, and a lot of people out there don't understand what being a caregiver is like, and they focus on the person that has the cancer, and that's great, but focus on yourself also, and cherish those that you do love and that the ones are fighting cancer, because when they're gone, you can't go back and change anything.
Tell us about what the importance of the Relay for Life and the American Cancer Society means to you.
It means a lot, because it got me through the last 2 years. It was phenomenal to feel other people going through it, knowing I wasn't by myself, and having those people to talk to over the phone or the resources to help me through it. When he got into hospice care, they really helped me understand what that was and how the process of passing away was going to look like and how I can handle it myself. And it's nice to have that community there to help you through one of the most difficult times in life.
Jessica Howe, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.